All right, so coming off hour number one, now I open it up to you. I mean, legitimately open it up to you. I've got an open segment right here, and I've got the beef segment next segment. So if what you want to say is actually a beef, call right now, 1-800-636-8686. That's coming up next segment. And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free today at rocketmortgagesquares.com. I don't really know why Philip Rivers is so polarizing to some of you. What's not to like about this guy? Never curses, great player, great teammate, great guy, great leader, great father, great husband. I mean, I'm having a hard time finding anything negative about this guy. Oh, he didn't win a Super Bowl. Not for a lack of effort, not for a lack of grind, not for a lack of talent. I mean, it's just not in the cards for everybody. Why is this dude polarizing to anybody at all? That's why I spend as much time hyping him up at the very top. Yet, not everybody sees it that way. Dear Jim, sad to hear about Phil Rivers retiring. He found success in the NFL despite being big, slow, boxy, and outdated. Regards, UPS trucks. Drew in West LA. Hey, Drew, I'm not going to ask you why you have an issue with UPS because I know you don't. You're just being a troll, man. You're just trolling hard. Wait, am I to believe that you're a huge FedEx guy? I don't know. I'm not picking between the two. I don't need to. I respect both sides. They both have a job to do. They're getting it done. The one thing I would say about UPS being, quote, boxy and slow, I don't know, man. Whenever I see one of those people, whenever I see one of those drivers, male or female, they're busting ass. Man, they're working hard. They're working and driving like if they don't get that package to you on time, it's coming out of their pocket. They're taking it personally. So, in terms of being boxy and slow and outdated, I don't know, man. What are you talking about? The whip itself? The sled? Or are you just being a troll? I remember back in the day, remember the holy war between UPS guy and FedEx guy on the show? And they went in on each other? I said, with all due respect, I'm sure these are different companies. I'm sure there's a different culture within. It seems to me the job is pretty similar. I respect both of you. I'm not picking a side here. Like, if you're asking me to pick between Coke and Pepsi, I can definitely do that. Coke. Diet Coke. But if you're asking me to pick between UPS and FedEx, you know, that's tougher to do. Because from where I'm sitting, both sides are busting their ass. Hey, Rome, congrats to Philip on his retirement. Signed, Allen Iverson.
Philip.
That was a great blast by AI.
Philip.
One of the reasons why AI was such a cultural icon. Not in just the way he carried himself, not in just the way he played the game at his size, but in that absolutely epic Philip.
Philip.
Blast.
What you know about basketball?
Philip.
Philip.
All right, so I'm looking at this email, and I'm trying to decide whether or not to read this email. I think I'm going to give it a shot. Understand, this takes us back. This is OG. This is a long-form email. This might be the only email I've had to scroll through one page to get to. It's not going to feel as long as it is. It's not going to read as long as it is, but it does require me scrolling through multiple pages. I'm going to give it a shot. Dear Jim, I can't wait to hear Lil Alvin's retirement speech when he is no longer a part of the XR4TI. I would like to thank Mill and my kids, Noah, Oliver, William, Elijah, James, Benjamin, Lucas, Mason, Ethan, Alexander, Henry, Jacob, Michael, Daniel, Logan, Jackson, Sebastian, Jack, Aiden, Owen, Samuel, Matthew, Joseph, Levi, Mateo, David, John, Wyatt, Carter, Julian, Lake, Grayson, Isaac, Jaden, Theodore, Gabriel, Anthony, Dylan, Leo, Lincoln, Jackson, Asher, Christopher, Josiah, Andrew, Thomas, Joshua, Ezra, Hudson, Charles, Caleb, Isaiah, Ryan, Nathan, Adrian, Christian, Maverick, Colton, Elias, Aaron, Eli, Landon, Jonathan, Nolan, Hunter, Cameron, Connor, Santiago, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Angel, Roman, Easton, Miles, Robert, Jameson, Nicholas, Grayson, Cooper, Ian, Carson, Axel, Paige, Flip, Jackson, Wade, you doubled up on Jackson. How many Jacksons can you have? Dominic, Leonardo, Luca, Austin, Jordan, Adam, Xavier, Jackson. Jose, Jace, Everett, Declan, Evan, Caden, Parker, Wesley, Kai, Braden, Bryson, Weston, Jason, Emmett, Sawyer, Silas, Bennett, Brooks, Micah, Damian, Harrison, Waylon, Aiden, Vincent, Ryder, Langston, Rowan, George, and Luis. Signed, Jake in New York City. Wow. What's more amazing? The fact that Lil Alvin has 119 kids or that all of them are boys? What are the chances? I guess he had to just keep trying. Mel, we really need a daughter. Alvin, we have 118 kids. 119's the charm, honey.
Dude.
Let's get it. Hey, Romy, I am never going back to the office. Regards, that guy that claims he's having issues logging into his laptop, but he is actually still laying in bed. Signed, Geoff in Lincoln. Remote guy's getting over, isn't he? Remote guy is getting over. Remote guy is taking advantage of the pandemic. Remote guy is sleeping in, playing golf, insisting that he can't log into the system, blaming the pandemic or blaming technology for something that he never even attempted to do. Come on, man. Yo, bro, you got no problem logging into Instagram where you're loading up all your golf stories. So why does technology work there but not for an actual call or work? You got no problem logging on to Instagram. Just like you got no problem getting to the golf course and pulling a club out of your bag. Come on, man. You're taking advantage of it. Basically, you're lying. I'll tell you who's having a tough time, man. Tito Ortiz. He's having a hard time. Let me run this down for you really quickly. It's been 6 weeks since MMA Hall of Famer Tito Ortiz was sworn in as city council member in his hometown of Huntington Beach, California. That means there are 202 weeks left in his term. The question that I cannot help but ask right now, is this dude going to make it the distance? Now understand this. My point of view is as nonpartisan and apolitical as it gets. You understand this. You know this. I'm a sports talk show host who does not live in HB. I'm just covering the happenings of a UFC legend. The problem here is that there are happenings to begin with. There should not be happenings. Not for that guy, not for that job, not in that town. And really, for most politicians, especially a local politician, especially a city council member. You know, honestly, it's not a show. They're not here to entertain. They should be borderline anonymous. They should be boring. We should not know what they're up to unless they're making the city a better place. They're making the neighborhoods better, the schools better. What you don't want is to be a train wreck. Unfortunately, that's Tito right now. The least anonymous city council member of all time who's already made national news on three different occasions in 6 short weeks as an elected local official. That's not easy to do. The first time was when he had a little trouble repeating the oath of office at his swearing in.
I just solemnly swear. Do I solemnly swear? I do solemnly affirm.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Wow. Remember, this is the dude who's in the on-deck circle to become the mayor. He's not just a city council member. He's next in line to run the whole damn show, should anything happen to the current head honcho of HB. 3 weeks after getting sworn in, Tito then posted this video from the Huntington Beach Library parking lot.
Well, we have our first workshop here for Huntington Beach City Council, and we're doing it at Huntington Beach Library. I go in for the meeting, and Kim Carr says I can't come in without a mask. Now I got to do it from Zoom. Great way to start the new year off. Embarrassing.
Pretty mature. Pretty professional. pretty responsible. I mean, that's one of the more amazing things you're ever going to hear, right? Tito Ortiz, city council member, acting like a victim from the front seat of his luxury sled, complaining and naming names that he was not allowed inside a library to take part in a city council meeting without a mask. I mean, the entitlement is so thick, you need a jackhammer to bust right through it. And even that might not do the job. My favorite part, though, is when he says, quote, Kim Carr says, I can't come in without a mask. Now I got to do it from Zoom. End of quote. The thing is, T, you don't have to do it from Zoom. Saying you have to do something implies that you do not have a choice. You could, I don't know, put on a mask like everybody else and sit down alongside your colleagues in person. Just a thought, T. I love how the other 9 council members had to connect to the public library Wi-Fi just to bring Tito into a Zoom call because he was too stubborn to put a mask on. I also love that Tito is on a Zoom call from his luxury sled, which was parked outside 10 feet from the actual meeting. Like, this guy used to fight Chuck Liddell. Now he's fighting mask policies at the local library. Man, have some dignity. Pick your fights. 3 weeks into the term, and he's already at war with fellow council members. And 3 weeks before that, he was at war with the simple act of speaking.
Do I solemnly swear? I do solemnly affirm.
Discharge the duties.
All right, so why don't we stop discharging the duties for a minute and get to the present day. Let's see who he's fighting now. Because over the weekend, Tito posted another video with his objections to the current state of health regulations. Except this time it was not directed at Kim Carr or a public library or the duties. It was directed at a small business called TK Burgers. Let's check in with the vice mayor of HB and see exactly what is wrong now.
So you know every Sunday I always come to TK Burger. So they won't let me order unless I have a mask to come in. First time all year that I've actually been forced to wear a mask. But I'm not wearing a mask. TK Burger, lose my business, you lose HB's business. Suck.
Well, there you have it. 6 weeks into his term as a city council member, and Tito Ortiz is out here shredding the very local small businesses that he is supposed to represent in the very city that he is supposed to work for. You can't make this stuff up, although I wish you could. I wish we did make that up, because it's really sad and really pathetic that this is a real thing. My man just rolled tape of himself. He not only did this, and there's not only tape of it, he rolled tape of himself. He turned the phone on himself and said, quote, you see, every Sunday, I always come to TK Burgers. They won't let me order unless I have a mask to come in. First time all year that I've actually been forced to wear a mask. But I'm not wearing a mask. TK Burger, you lose my business. You lose HB's business. You suck.
So you know every Sunday I always come to TK Burger. So they won't let me order unless I have a mask to come in. First time all year that I've actually been forced to wear a mask. But I'm not wearing a mask. TK Burger, lose my business. You lose HB's business. Suck.
Did he really tag that with you suck? I mean, pick the dumbest part of that video. Just try. How about that part outside of TK's where Tito says, quote, you lose my business. You lose HB's business. You suck.
TK Burger, lose my business. You lose HB's business. Suck.
Wow. Spoken like a true city council member who is out there working for the people and the city. First off, TK does not need your business. It's one of the best burgers in Orange County. I would know. It's literally the go-to of this program. And I'm not playing, nor is that hyperbole, nor am I exaggerating, nor do we have a business relationship. When we have to stay late to tape out a podcast, we hit our local TK's, which is not Tito's local TK's, but it's the same joint. Same owner, same menu, same great grub. And guess what, T? There's a line wrapped around that spot every single day. You know it, and I know it. So they don't need you. Nor is the entire city of HB going to stop eating there because some dude without a mask told them to. Now, to his credit, he did realize, or somebody made him realize, that he should not be smashing local businesses. Not when he's a city council member, and especially not during a pandemic, when everybody is struggling to survive. So he apologized on Facebook. He wrote in part, quote, "I made a bad decision. My emotions got the best of me. This is our favorite burger place in OC. We have been going there over the last 10 years. I never had to wear a mask to order takeout. I let my emotions get the best of me. I understand this is a small business. I would never want to ruin that business. I apologize to TK Burgers for my decision." End quote. So when you're apologizing to local businesses and saying that your emotions got the best of you 6 weeks into a 4-year term, maybe you put the phone down and put the mask on. Dude, you're an elected official. It's time to act like it. Now, Tito, repeat after me. I, Tito Ortiz. Do I solemnly swear?
Do I solemnly swear?
To start wearing a mask and stop fighting with my own city.
Discharge the duties.
Close enough. My man, one last thing. If blogs stop writing about you, if Twitter feeds stop tweeting about you, and if talk show hosts stop talking about you, it means you're doing a good job. Remember that. The less we know you're there, the better you are doing.
Suck.
Believe that. Trust that.
Suck.
Not off to a good start. When we come back, what's your beef? Start dialing right now, 1-800-636-8686. Our beef segment's coming up next. Normally on social media, the social media beefs are ahead of the call-in beefs. I want some good call-in beefs today because I already know I'm going to get good social media beefs. Beef on Twitter at Jim Rome. Beef on the phones, 1-800-636-8686. Or hit me with a beef on email, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
All right, it's time. Listen up, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, or candy. Make sure you ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, well, Alvy got nice. Alvy got kind of cute with it. He switched up. He brought in the gigantic tower of beef, and he put it to my right, not my left. It's off to my right. All right, we do this once a week. And as I mentioned, every single time when I do this, it has never not worked. The beef segment is always good. But the email version and the social media version is always better than the call-in version. So pick up the phone, hit me with a beef, 1-800-636-8686. Rome, what's my beef? What's my beef? My beef is with freaking Joe Biden trying to upstage Philip Rivers' retirement. Tommy in the 316. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not like we didn't know that today was Inauguration Day. If anything, Phil could have held off. Who's supposed to change for whom? The president or the quarterback? Hey, Rome, my beef is with Wally Szczerbiak's eyebrows. They look like Portland woman's armpits. There are endangered species living in those eyebrows. Hey, Wally, please hit those things with some clippers and make a wig for Garrett Ritt.
Bring it on.
Signed, Casey, New Hampshire. Personal appearance, still not show fodder. Not even in the beef segment. Rome, my beef? Big, ugly UPS trucks taking up precious lane real estate and blocking my view of Century City hotties. Drew in West LA, but of course. Romy, I got beef with UPS trucks. Why is it that whenever they're parked in the street with their flashers on, they always start accelerating at the exact second that I'm attempting to pass them? Get that giant turd on wheels out of my neighborhood. Ashley, Nebraska.
War Lady Clones.
Hey, Rome, what's my beef? The truck driver who tries to pass another truck driver on a two-lane road. Jeff from PDX. Hey, Rome, what's my beef? That dude who brings a boxload of donuts to the office a half an hour before lunch. Are you trying to kill us all, you little weasel?
You are such a weasel, it's not even funny.
Jeff from PDX. He went back to back. Hey, Rome, I got a beef with all my neighbors taking to the streets to exercise. For some unknown reason, the sidewalk is not a suitable place for them to power walk. They're clogging up the roads. They have the nerve to give me death stares when I roll up on them in my vehicle while I'm commuting to and from work. Stop the madness. Use the damn sidewalks. Joe in Portland. War Leroy Butler, the creator of the Lambo Leap. I kind of understand why they're in the streets, right? They're socially distancing from other exercisers. Jimmy, my beef is with people who panic every time something goes slightly wrong or off plan. These are the tools that come running to you like the world is 5 minutes from ending. They have no coping skills, no resolve, and maybe most egregious, they lack the ability to handle any adversity. Get out of the way, clown. Let the leaders lead. These guys look at you like you got two heads if you don't hit the panic button with a sledgehammer the instant they blurt out their current emergency. I want to blow these fools up. Stephen Vancouver, that's a great beef. That's the best one in a while. Well said. Jim, my beef is with bikers. If you have your own lane, for the love of God, freaking use it. That's a reason to go for bikers. That's somebody in H-Town. Hey, Rome, my beef is with powerful perverts who feel entitled enough to stalk innocent women and shoot them unwanted crank shots. Tighten up and go to Tinder like the rest of us. Crank. Go Bills. Greg in Buffalo.
I can't control my horny level.
That one's in second. That's good, too. Brian Dino tweets, my beef is with grown-ass, well-paid men acting like children, throwing food, and refusing to wear a mask for a few minutes.
Discharge the duties.
Like I said, the beef on social is always good. Let's find out about the beef on the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Johnny. Johnny Scabs in the D. Hey, Johnny, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim, my beef is with fat people getting handicap permits. You know, I don't think you should be able to eat yourself to the parking space closest to the building. Wait.
What are you waiting for, Alvin?
No.
You don't like that car.
One thing about the beef segment, it does not give you license to say whatever you want and then hide behind your beef. You know what I mean? It's not all right. That'd be like saying, yeah, my beef is with this guy and Larry Brown. You can't do that. You can't paint up something that's irresponsible or makes the show worse and just say, oh, that's my beef.
Don't do
that's
that.
My beef. In other words, don't say things like, yeah, I got beef. I got beef with obese people that get handicap placards and park in spots where they shouldn't park in but say they should because they're fat. That's my beef. Rack me. Johnny. You can't say, yeah, I got beef. I got beef with people eating their way into 4 feet from the door or eating their way into spots that are 4 feet from the door. That's my beef, Rome. Out. In other words, you can get run during the beef segment, same as any other segment. Let's go to Phoenix. Mario, what is your beef?
Hi, Jim. Jim, I got beef with excess mud on vehicle guy. Nobody's impressed with you driving your sled in a pig pen. You're making a mess on the road, and you're getting mud on my whip while I'm driving near you. wash your damn vehicle. Urgh. Thanks, Jim.
It's not bad. All right, Mario. Minus that fake growl at the very end. He's like, wash your damn vehicle, man. I don't care where you've been. I don't want you getting mud on my whip. 1-800-636-8686. Not bad. Let's go to Albany. Kenny in Albany. Kenny, what's your beef?
My beef is with my new girlfriend. She's from Crapchester, but doesn't know what an original four is. She doesn't want to war anything. And then late at night, you know, set the mood for some wrestling. I'll put on some John Little Rock. And she gets turned off by alleged crack pipe references. Or silk recovering from the 19. Thanks for the line. Out.
Kenny in Albany. Silk did call the other day and say, yeah, you know, I just want everybody to know that, quote, I got the 19. But I'm all right. Let's go to Vegas. Dylan. Dylan, what's your beef?
Oh, Silk is such an idiot. My beef is people saying that the sign says or the paper says. It doesn't say. It reads. Signs don't talk, damn it. Thank you.
All right, so his beef is people who say the sign says. He said signs don't talk. Signs read. All right, Dylan. Kind of a strange thing to beef about, but all right. The segment is what's your beef, not what's my beef. Let's keep going. There is still time. We go to Seattle. David in Seattle, you're on. What's your beef?
My beef, Jim, is I got too much work to do here in the newsroom. I do 5 jobs, sports, weather, traffic, business, assignment editor. After 6 hours here, I go next door and do 6 hours in the control room. That's my beef.
Wow, dude, I like that. That's an old-school radio guy. That's an old-school radio guy. Now, he called from Seattle. I mean, I would generally think that normally that's the way it used to be when I came up through Santa Barbara radio. In a small market, you wear a lot of hats. You do a lot of things. That guy's making it sound like, no, we're doing all this stuff in a major market, too, like Seattle. And I'm tired of it. Which station was that, David? Where do you work? I know what you do, everything. I just don't know what station you do everything for. Let's keep moving. What is your beef? Brought to you by Old Trapper. Let's go to Sacktown. Tony, you made it. Tony, what's your beef?
Morning, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. My beef is this. With 55-mile-an-hour driver in the fast lane, left blinker going, hands at 10-2, just hemming and hawing to Bing Crosby and will not pull over. That's my beef.
I was going to say, that's not very good, Tony. But then it got better and better. My beef is with the driver in the fast lane with their hands at 10-2 and hemming and hawing to Bing Crosby going 55 with their left blinker on. Let's go to Matt in L.A. I know he's got beef. What's up, Matt? What's your beef?
Romy, it's not that Brooklyn Bridge-like nose that's on Jay-Z's face. My beef is actually with every talking head giving James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and all these Nets the ring. They haven't won squat, and that's my beef, Romy.
Matt in L.A., cracking back on James Harden. Yeah, they're not the team to beat. They're the team to beat in the East. They better come out of the East. With that big three, they better come out of the East. The Lakers are still the team to beat. Utah's the hardest team in the association right now, but the Nets had best come out of the East. Have to. And I've got an update on Kyrie. If you were looking for Kyrie to tell you exactly where he's been and what he's been doing and what's going on in his head, you're begging. That's not going to happen. You're not going to get that answer. All right, so last chance. The phones are still ringing. Hawk is furiously trying to get them up. Also still ahead, I do have Ariel Helwani coming up next hour. We'll talk about Conor McGregor. He's got a big fight coming up. Jason in Oregon. You made it in. Jason, what's your beef?
Dude, my beef is with Washington County, dude. My freaking ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down while my freaking...
That's not a good call. Not a very good call.
Just kind of curious, Alvin. Were you able to get that? That's one of the only times that's ever happened where I was so stunned by it that I didn't even reach for the button. Wow. I think on that note, we'll walk off. My beef is with that. Come on, man. Grow the hell up. Grow the hell up. Be responsible. Do better. Be better. No one thinks that's cool. No one thinks that's funny. You didn't get over. Come on, man. Grow the hell up. All right. When we come back, I've got Ariel Helwani at 11:20. Still ahead, Kyrie. There has been a Kyrie sighting. I want to talk more about the Mets. I want to talk about the Utah Jazz, hottest team in the association. And I will reset this entire thing. So if you want to call, go ahead and do it. If you want to hit me up on social, do that. ATP, coming up in hour number three. I've got a brand new YouTube channel that you might want to check out. I've got episode 159 of the Jim Rome podcast coming up later on today. Former Packer great, Leroy Butler. Time now for a sports update. Here it is. Here is Rich Ackerman.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Sunday on CBS, a spot in Super Bowl 55 is the prize. You've got Buffalo taking on Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. We get you set for the game starting at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific with JB and the guys on the NFL today. It is the AFC Championship game Sunday on CBS. Who you got? Of course, we're still waiting on an update on Patrick Mahomes' status. He was supposed to practice today. Now, just because he's practicing, if he practices, does not mean that he's clear of the protocol. You're allowed to practice on a limited basis, even while you're still in the midst of the protocol. So we have to wait and see there. Who you got? This tweet is from Wisco Sports Fan. Quote, did I just hear an F-bomb on CBS Sports Network? What the heck is this? Nickelodeon? All right, here's the thing. You know how I normally say at this time that this segment has never not worked? Still true. The segment did work. It didn't end well, but it still worked. Now, what I am curious about, we did actually have a so-called zookeeper moment during that call, right? Remember the zookeeper? The guy who glossed himself the zookeeper? He was setting up this amazing story that we all want to know how it ended. Now, I've got an idea how that story ends.
Hey, Seth, how are you?
Hey, Jim. First time, long time. But we got to go with my real name, the zookeeper.
Oh, dude, awesome. Zookeeper. Good gloss. Where did that come from?
At a buddy's wedding.
Because I care where that came from. You can hear me as Alvin fades me out like I care where that came from. I don't care. He self-glossed. He got run. So I kind of set him up for that. But then in the ensuing years, a lot of you have been, oh, hey, Rome, why did you run that guy? Like, that was going to be an amazing story. Personally, I've got an idea of how that story ended. I didn't need to hear it. But a lot of you have always said, why did you do that? How did you do that guy like that? That was going to be a great story. I want to know why that guy's a zookeeper. Why? Because he's self-glossed. That's why. Anyway, this caller during this beef last segment from Oregon, Jason from Oregon. There was a zookeeper moment in that because homeboy was spinning quite a yarn. He was telling a crazy bleeping story. I mean, this is a wacky story. And did not get a chance to finish it because he snapped and went with that 4-letter bomb or 9-letter bomb or 13-letter bomb or whatever that bomb was. But think about this. Like, back this up for a minute. Listen to the story, quote, beef that this guy was telling before we had to run him. Jason in Oregon. You made it in. Jason, what's your beef?
Dude, my beef is with Washington County, dude. My freaking ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down while my freaking ex-son-in-law beat me in the face with a f***ing stick.
That's not a good call. No.
It's a lot of bleep going on there.
I don't like that call.
Like, who?
Not a very good call.
Who, just kind of curious. Who was holding him down? Who was beating him with a stick? Why were they beating him with a stick? Why were they beating him with a stick in the face? Who was it again? One more time,
dude,
Alvin.
My beef is with Washington County, dude. My freaking ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down while my freaking ex-son-in-law beat me in the face with a f***ing stick.
All right, so I got a couple of thoughts. Number one, why is that the fault of the county? Not a very good call. Just kind of curious. Now, I guess what I'm... My takeaway from that is, are you telling me that the police came and they did not arrest the person who held you down or the person who beat you in the face with a stick, but they arrested you? Is that why you have a beef with the county? Also, there are too many double negatives going on here. There are too many exes. Like, I can't follow the family tree. It's kind of like my ex-girlfriend's brother-in-law's first cousin. This is really complicated, and he's talking really quickly, and it seemed like he still had that train on the tracks. He had a couple of frickins, which I would have allowed, before he just snapped.
Dude, my beef is with Washington County, dude. My freaking ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down while my freaking ex-son-in-law beat me in the face with a f***ing stick.
So again, my ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down while my ex-brother-in-law or son-in-law beat him with a stick. Like, I literally have to diagram this beef. Normally, I don't have to diagram beefs to understand the beef. I think my ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down, but my ex-son-in-law was the one who beat me with a stick. And didn't just beat me with a stick, but beat me in the face with a stick. I think. Again.
Dude, my beef is with Washington County, dude. My freaking ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down while my freaking ex-son-in-law beat me in the face with a f***ing stick.
That's not a good call. No.
See, now I need to know. What kind of a stick? A hockey stick? A baseball bat? A 2x4? I don't know. I'm a big tree guy. I don't know if you know that about me. I'm a big tree guy. There are a lot of trees in Oregon. What kind of a stick? A stick from a tree? What kind of a tree? Hickory? Eucalyptus? Give me some demographic information here. How old is the ex-son-in-law? Who held you down again? Was it the son-in-law or was it the boyfriend? One more time, Alvin.
Beef is with Washington County, dude. My freaking ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down while my freaking ex-son-in-law beat me in the face with a f***ing stick.
All right, so I got a question. No. Maybe it's just me, Jason, but what did you do to all of them? I don't want to say, yeah, but you started it. But it sounds like not only do you have beef with the county, but all those folks have beef with you. If they're all holding you down, they're all exes, and they're all beating you. They're all exes. Listen to what you just said. My ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down, and my ex-son-in-law beat me in the face with a stick.
Dude, my beef is with Washington County, dude. My freaking ex-girlfriend's boyfriend held me down while my freaking ex-son-in-law beat me in the face with a f***ing stick.
I don't know, dude. Maybe it's not your fault. You don't like I want to say, you're acting like everybody's out to get you, but maybe they are. But then again, that might be your fault. If everybody's out to get you, what did you do to everybody? That sounds like, you know what that sounds like? Not a beef, but an ambush, right? Sounds like you went over to their house and they were waiting on it, man. They were ready for you with a stick to use to beat in your face. I mean, I wonder if they had like a Tonya Harding type meeting. All right, this is how this is going to go down. We're going to invite this guy over to the house for pizza. He's going to come through the door. You grab him. You hold him down. You get that stick over there, that stick that we saw outside. Bring it in the house. And then beat him in the face with it. Well, that segment definitely did come off the rails. All right, so let me, give me back my talk show. Luke in Fort Collins. He tweets, quote, dude, I'd rather be dead than be friends with that guy. You ever watch shows and think to yourself, like, I mean legitimate shows. and think to yourself, man, I really want to be friends with that guy? And do you ever also watch shows and think to yourself, man, I would never want to be friends with that guy? That's Luke. Quote, dude, I would rather be dead than be friends with that guy. I don't know, Luke. Dead is forever. Are you sure? Rick in the 403, quote, if you have an ex-son-in-law, your beef should be with your life choices. An ex-son-in-law. I mean, you almost even have to think about what that means, right? An ex-son-in-law. An ex, like, I don't even know what that means. Ex-son-in-law. I don't know, Jason, did you not cross that ex-son-in-law at some point? If he's beating you with a stick in the face, you probably deserved it. Or at least you got on the wrong side of him. I don't know, dude. I wouldn't have to pose all these questions if you had held it together long enough to get through the beef. But you didn't. We've got Ariel Helwani coming up next hour, and my thoughts on Kyrie next.